This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Is a free digital and print zine initiative to showcase and promote LGBTIQ visual arts, comics, cartooning, and writing talent. So from prose to poems to print to pencil, that's Quartzine. And we need your help. You can submit your work to us at quartz@outlook.com.au. You have until November 27, 2015. Submit now. Find us on Facebook. Quartz. Quartzine.
The Queer Art Scene.
It's recording, actually. Right.
The whole conversation.
That was great. Like, Jimmy. Jimmy, where are you? It's your fault, Jimmy. So Jimmy isn't here right now, but we've got the LGBT Melbourne, no, we've got the Melbourne LGBT comic book group. I'm exhausted. And they're talking about identity. Why is it important? What does it mean to them? Etc. And this is for Quartzine, because of course it is going to be the first Melbourne zine of its kind. How amazing. And I have got Hayden here, the leader. Are you the great leader? Would you say you're the leader?
It is.
It's your fault. Hayden, Clem, yeah. Speak now. Identity.
Identity is important because I guess it's not only like your inner self, your personal dialogue in your head. It's also the way that you express yourself externally. And it's something that people take a lot of pride in, I guess.
Pride
in the sense that they want to make sure that they express themselves fully. And, like, I think it's great when people do that. Yeah, identity is important. Yeah.
Well, I mean, identity happens a lot in comics, doesn't it? Yeah. Secret Identities, all that. Do you know that song? Secret Identity by the... That...
Delta. That's mistaken identity.
No, we love you, Delta.
Not even close.
No, I've forgotten their name now. Anyway, Kirby Crackle. Yeah, secret identity. Kirby Crackle. Okay, Tess, identity. Another person from the comic book group of Melbourne.
So, identity is a way for us to understand ourselves. And a way for us to connect with other people that have similar experiences, and a way to understand how we fit in the rest of the world.
Is it important?
It's incredibly important and it's incredibly alienating when you don't have the words to describe your experiences or yourself. You know, I think a lot of queer kids understand the first moment they understood the concept of queer and that sensation of pieces falling into place.
Cool. Fall into place. Excellent. Owen, from also the Melbourne, because, I mean, you guys are... You're going to be on this podcast, yeah. The whole thing, it's you. Yeah. You know, Owen, identity.
Identity is super important. I guess it's having confidence and believing in your own identity gives you the ability to, I guess, have confidence and move out into the world and present that identity. So without identity and, I guess, having reaffirming reflections of that identity in society, it's very hard for you to feel you fit in society. So I think it's really important, especially queer identities are reinforced in media, in society, so that we can express a greater field of identities and really start to include more people than we have been.
Excellent. Cool. You've got an LGBT Melbourne group.
Yeah, along with
like badge.
Soy sauce stains, but that's
okay. Yeah. That means it's collectible. Yeah, very rare collectible.
Yeah.
Artifact.
Yeah, I wear this proudly in public because it's part of my identity.
Yeah, exactly. And again, the superheroes that you guys are.
Yep.
Tess with her laser vision. What's your secret identity?
Actually, Sonic Screams. Yeah.
Sonic Screams.
Yeah, I can blow people's heads apart just by yelling at them.
Oops. Okay. Well, don't do that for this podcast.
No.
I promise.
Skill in customer service.
It really is.
All right. And Robin, also here from the LGBT. I'm always going to get this wrong. The Melbourne LGBT comic book group. Identity, why do you think that's important?
Because it's a way for us to express ourselves in a world where everything is kind of black and white to most people. And it's important for us as sort of the outliers of society that we are to just show everybody how we live and what kind of people we are and why we deserve to be as happy as everybody else would like to be.
Exactly. Cool. Thank you, everybody here. And thanks, Courtzine. And don't forget, Courtzine will be out midsummer during those festivities. And it'll be full of zine-tasticness and art and poetry and words and stuff like that. And we'll be putting it together very soon, December the 6th. So if people want to come and help and be part of the Geeks Assemble, Superheroes Assemble, and come to the assembly line here at Joy 94.9 Studios, we will be open all day Sunday on the 6th of December. So get in touch with us on our Facebook group to find out more. Thanks for listening. This is Sci-Fi and Squeam, Queer Geeks of Oz, and Courtzine on Joy.
Yay.
Sci-Fi and Squeam presents the Melbourne LGBT Comic Book Group. The Melbourne LGBT Comic Book Group is an inclusive and friendly group for LGBTIQ people and those allies who love comics. Come along to our monthly meetings to talk about comics and make new friends. Go to facebook.com/Melbourne LGBT Comic Book Group/info.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-squeam for more.
Since the
sort of lust to brave the winter cold. The words were there, but they were left untold. Now I've grown older, I'm sure you have too. But in my memory, you're unchanged, it's true. How many seasons have passed until we meet again? When we rule night, we'll still feel the same. Questions I've asked, left unanswered. As time goes fast, your memory's not lasting. I thought I would remember, but that's not true. I'm sure you laugh and smile like you always do. I had a brief affair, but only with your ghost. Memories are fleeting when my eyes are closed. And sometimes I wonder why you never stopped running. But you were the type that would keep on running from the past, only keeping what you could save. So remain here waiting beside my grave.
Baby, let's get lost, just you and me. Yeah, let's take a ride into the sea. Yeah, let's travel down into the unknown. Let me hold your hand, I'll keep you safe. Let me understand your darkest place. Yeah, I just wanna go with you to the unknown. Baby, let's get lost, just you and me. Yeah, let's take a ride into the sea. Yeah, let's travel down into the unknown. Let me hold your hand, I'll keep you safe. Let me understand your darkest place. Yeah, I just wanna go with you to the unknown.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.